Okay, guys, thanks a million for coming along today. Can everybody hear me? Yeah. Okay, so I just want to start by telling you a wee bit about me. My name's Siobhan O'Neill. I'm a psychologist by training and I'm from this area. And my role, my job is I'm a professor of mental health sciences at Ulster University. In the past 15 years, I've analysed over 1,600 deaths by suicide. That means looking at files, trying to work out what could have been done.
Help is out there. That was the message that was sent out during a suicide awareness rally in Derry yesterday. Linda Kelly from Hurt told the crowd that there is a range of support services in the Northwest.
Working in this field for 13 years, Hurt realises that when people are expressing thoughts of taking their own life, they need help there and then. Hurt fully supports the call for critical intervention and associated supports that are much needed in our city. Locally based organisations are here today to show their support and to let people know that they are available to support them through whatever issues or problems they are experiencing. Sometimes asking for help is difficult. That's why we're here today, to reach out to you.
It was also highlighted at the rally yesterday just how serious an issue suicide and depression is in the Northwest. And the crowd were told that one suicide was one too many.
My name's Colette and I work for Contact, who run Lifeline, which is the Northern Ireland 24/7 regional crisis helpline. Suicide is a problem across society, across communities, and we really need to work together as opposed to support each other and support each other to access the services that are here, because there are a lot of services in the city and we want to make sure that everybody's using them to their full potential. And Contact feel that one suicide is one suicide too many. It's one mother, one father, one brother, one sister, one friend too many. So we really want you to pick up the phone and access our service and any other services available and make sure that we begin to reduce the number of suicides in the city here.
Among the crowd who gathered for the rally yesterday were people who had tried to take their own lives. These people I spoke to told me about their own battles.
I've lost a good friend over suicide and I suffer from very bad mental health myself and I'd be suicidal myself. Like, the past 2.5 years, it's been so intense. Like, it's up and down, been in and out of hospital, been at the bridge. I've had 12 overdoses in the past 2.5 years. I've cut everywhere in my body and it's just, there's no way out. There is no way out.
And how are you feeling now, at this moment in time?
At the minute, I'm kind of alright, like, but you never know what an hour can bring, do you know what I mean? Or 10 minutes, it's just, it's a thing, you have no, mental health, you have no control of it whatsoever. There's no control.
I suffered from depression and I was at one point suicidal and I've also lost maybe 3 or 4 close friends to suicide. And it's only been a year or so since I got over being depressed. I was suicidal for about a year and went and sought help from my doctors and I got over it last year, so got back on track.
You yourself then would be a good example for someone who feels that there is no way out?
Oh, certainly. I was at rock bottom and thought there was no future whatsoever, but There's always help around the corner, especially for addictions in there as well. So a lot of young ones are suffering from.
Now, the organiser of yesterday's event was Paul McHugh, and he says he hopes to organise a number of similar rallies in the near future.
Yeah, hopefully I'm going to be planning more because I'm not going to stop. It has to continue because this problem on the town, it's not going to stop. It's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse, so it is.